Okay, so today is Daf Vav. We're on Daf Vav on the top. So the Gemara is continuing to dissect the Mishnah. The Mishnah had mentioned, after it mentioned the Arba Avos Nezikin, which are, could be six according to Rav, but it mentioned the Avos Nezikin, it said, Tzad HaShava Shebehen, so it said that sort of like a memory, it was a comparison between amongst all the list in the Mishnah, and what was that comparison? So Darkon Lahazik, it's their derech to go and do damage. Ushmirasan Alecha, and you have to guard it, right? And if Shehizik, and when if it does damage, Chava Mazik L'Shamet HaShlumi Nizak Nezik Ben Meit Tavaris. And when he goes to do damage, the Mazik, the damager, has to pay, if he's going to be paying from Karka, he has to be using the best of his Karka, well, that's Mahogas, the best Karka, in order to pay it off. So now, Tzad HaShava Shebehen, usually it's going to come to include something. We mentioned these four, Tzad HaShava Shebehen, what is that coming to include? Meaning there's mashma that there are other ways of damage that are in addition to the avos and the toldos that are mentioned sort of in the Mishnah. Gemara says, Latui Mai, what is this coming to include? There are going to be four answers. Amar Abai, answer number one, Abai says, Latui Avno Sakino Umasao, Shehinichan Berosh Gago, Vinaflu Beruch Mitsuya Vehiziko. It's to include the case of where one leaves either his bundle of stones, bundle of knives, or just a burden, or some sort of bundle on top of the roof, and they fell off the roof with a standard wind, because if it's not a standard wind, then it would probably be onus. They fell off the roof with a standard wind, and they did damage. So now the Gemara is going to try to figure out, so what's that case? What is that case? So, Iba Hade Dika'azli Kamaske, if these items that fell off the roof did damage as they were falling, right, if they damaged as they were coming down, on the way down, so then, that's Hainu Eish. That's the same thing, that fits under the category of Eish. Rashi says, Hainu Eish, the told of the Eishi. It's the told of Eish, it's not actual fire, but it's the same characteristics of fire. Dimaishna Eish Mina. What's the difference between Eish and this? Shekein Koch Achem Urova. The idea of Eish is that the damage is caused by, you have something that's standing still, the damage is caused by the wind, by something else, a third party, Koch Acher, here's a wind that pushes it through. So to here, you had the wind. Haninami, koch acher. It was a koch acher that caused it. It was the wind that blew it off the roof. So hey, so the Gemara says. So Mark says, Hainu eish umashna eish the koch acher urbo uma mamoncha ushmirasu alecha. What's like an eish? It's koch acher urbo uma mamoncha. That may not be true. Tosos on Daf Gimel Amud Beis mentions that. That when the Gemara uses mamoncha by the boar, by the eish, it's lav dafka. You don't, but boar is versus a rabbim, eish doesn't necessarily have to be yours, but it means that the Torah views it as yours enough that it would be mechayev you. You see, sometimes when this line of reasoning is going to be asked a few times, sometimes they use the word mamoncha, sometimes not. Right? Umashna eish, the koch achim urbo, umamoncha, ushmirasu alecha, hachanami. So to hear, with the things on the roof, koach acham ruvo, there's another power that's mixed in there, man moncha v'shmirasu alecha. It's your obligation, you have to watch it, it's the same thing. So what, in other words, the Gemara, when the Mishnah is trying to include another type of damage, well, this type of example you just gave is Eish, which is already included in the Mishnah. So Ela Basar Denaichi, we're talking about a case after the items fell off the roof, now they're on the ground, and somebody trips over them and it causes damage while it's on the ground. So Gemara says, Ida afker inhu, if he makes it hefker, I mean they fell, he goes, I'm afker them, they're not mine anymore. So bein the Rav, bein the Shmuel, bor. Then both according to Rav and according to Shmuel, it's a bor. It's a machlokas on Daf Kaf Ches, we've come across this before. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, the plige behefker, beperek hameniach esakai Daf Kaf Ches, hainu bor. The tarvayu amri, both Rav and Shmuel say, kol takala, any nuisance or anything in the middle of the street, shehifkir, that makes mafkir, so it's no longer yours, nafkalam yibor dechayiv. So you learn from boar that you would be chayiv. The chayiv of the boar, who be rishus harabim have to have care, because just like boar is in rishus harabim, so if I take a boar in my own rishus, and you come into my rishus and do damages, I'm not chayiv. The boar is specifically in the rishus harabim, and it's just a rabbi who's hefker, so because I mean, parashat shall iske kriya psichabalo af kol takala so shifki chayev. So any takala, and also public nuisance that you create, right? You create and you make it hefker. It's also considered bor. The high nami tchilas asiyos lenezek. Initially, when you created this item, in its creation, it's there by nature to cause damage. The high b'leilas sukei daiti the sofa lipo roof mitzuya. These things, we're living on the roof. you should know that if a standard wind will come and knock them off. There's no keder around it. It's just going to be blown off. So it's typical for it to cause damage. So in this case, if you make it hefker, then both according to Rav and according to Shmuel, it's bor, which is already included in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, and the Gemara explains, we spent an answer. So Hainu bor, Maishna bor, Shekem, Itchilas Asiyos Lonezek, Vima Moncho, Vishmiros Alecha, Hanami, Itchilas Asiyos Lonezek, Vima Moncho, Shmiros Alecha. So Ella, the low afkerinu, talking about a case where he didn't mafker, these things fell off the roof, and they still belonged to him. He wasn't mafker them. So Lishmuel, so the Gemara says, then this only becomes a kasha to Shmuel. Lishmuel the Amar Kulam Yiboru Lamadnu Hainu bor. According to Shmuel, this is bor. According to Rav, right? According to Rav, there's a Tosfos on Daf Gimel Amud Beis points out. According to Rav, Rav says if you don't aren't mafker them, you're chayav midin keren. But he only learns it out mi keren that because he has to learn out with keren and bor. So then it is it's learned out from Etzad Hashava. So according to Rav, we don't have an answer because it's not exactly like bor. And it's not exactly like Karen, because you can say Karen is Baal Chaim, and this is not Baal Chaim, but you have to throw in Bor as well. So that would answer the question. According to Rav, we have the case. The case is where they fell, they did damage on the ground, and he wasn't mafker them. But according to Shmuel, that's all Bor, and now what Bor is included, it's the exact characteristics of Bor. So why is that? Where's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Le'olam Dafkarindu. Nope, go back to the originally, where he was mafker. So if he was mafker, both Rav and Shmuel said that should be bor, but it's not really bor. He says lo domo lebor. It's not exactly like bor, because ma lebor shekain ain koch acher urapo. There's a little bit of difference over here. A bor, there's no koch acher. There's no third party. There's no outside force causing the damage. When you don't have a bor, you damage the creation of the item that caused damage is by you digging it or you uncovering it. Here it was created. There was the wind that got pushed over. Malabor shekain en koch achem urbo. Tomer Bahan, you can say in this case shekoch achem ruvahen. In order for it to be ready to do damage on the roof, it doesn't do any damage. It needs a koch acher. It needs another force involved, which is the wind. So the Gemara says. So you see. So you would have thought. One second. So you would have thought that it would be chayev because it's koch achem urbo. Right. So the Gemara says ish tochiach. That Eish is going to go prove it. Eish will prove it because Eish has the category of Koch Acher Ruvbo. But then you might say, oh, but Eish is different. Mal Eish King Darko Leil Chahazik. But Eish has the characteristic that it goes forth and does damage. Here, the damage has to come to it. And then you would go back and say, Bor Tochiach. But Bor proves the case because Bor has the characteristic where the damage comes to it. It doesn't go to the bad damage. So therefore, you're going to learn it both from Bor and Eish. You're going to say, V'chazer Adin, Lo Rizeh, Lo Krizeh, V'chazer Adin back and forth. And therefore, between Bor and Eish, what's the common characteristics between them? It's Darko Mahazik, Shmi Rasan Alecha, and Keshizik Chazam Masik L'Shalom. That's how we learn it out. That's how we're going to learn it out from the Mad side, from the Tzad Shav in the Mishnah. Sorry, I just want to finish the thought.
Okay. But with the bor, isn't it the rain and the salt and all the elements that cause the bor, not your actual physical?
No, you dig a bor.
Yeah, I was thinking of like a pothole.
A bor is
like a pothole. You don't do anything. It's just it's.
But if the rain causes the bor, then who created who opened up the pit? You're only chayav for bor if you created the pit.
Yeah.
You dig it, or there's an existing pit and you uncover it. If it's this rainstorm,
and there's salt, and it just erodes away.
No, but you're not talking about that. Who would be chayev if there was erosion?
For somebody who's supposed to maintain that.
Who's taking
maintenance? Who is it? Rosh Hashanah. Bor is only chayev in Rosh Hashanah.
Whoever's supposed to maintain that portion.
But it's Rosh Hashanah. It's public works. I don't know. But it's the Department of Public Works. You as an individual only chayev for bor if you dig the bor, and if you dig the bor in Rosh Hashanah. That's the case of war.
Okay, so just natural elements, or you're
not. If it's in my rishus and natural elements create a bore, and then you come into my rishus and fall into the pit, that's your fault, not mine. You have rishus to be if you don't have rishus to be there. Bore is only chayv if you dig it in rishus
arabi. But how did you dig it if it's not yours?
You did anyway. You went ahead. People do it. I mean, how can you do it? You took a shovel and you dug it in rishus arabi. And the Torah says that you're a chayav for that. What?
What did he benefit out of?
You wanted to.
I don't know. He wants to make a water cistern. He's going to come back and forth. I mean, it can make up any reason. That's not.
This case is a
tolda
of what?
It's not a tolda. It's a separate character. It's a combination of bor and eish. And we're learning that out from the Tzad HaShava in the Mishnah.
its own category.
It's not a Shava category. So that's answer number one. Rava Amar, Rava says, La'atuye bor ha-misgalgel b'ragei adam b'ragei behemo, to include the case of a rolling boar. What's a rolling boar? Boar is basically a public nuisance. Right. So you can have something that you put down in one spot. The case is that you put it in the Rashi. Look at Rashi. It says, bor ha-misgalgel. It's towards the middle of Rashi's. Kegon he-niach evem b'rishus ha-rabim. I left a stone in Rishus ha-rabim. For whatever reason, because I'm a bad person. Whatever reason, I left a stone in Rishus ha-rabim. Uba'oda b'mekom alo hezika. In its spot, didn't do any damage. V'gilgul ha-ragli adam u'behem l'makom achar v'hezika sham. As people were walking, you know, people sometimes kick the can down the road. So they kicked the boar, they rolled the stone. Someone now, somehow, the stone got rolled somewhere else in Rishus ha-rabim. And it did damage in the second place. So are you chayiv in that instance? The Gemara said,
if it rolls on its own?
That's not the case. I don't know if it rolls on its own. It's not the case. The case is bor misgagel. He goes heniach ad mashus harabim od mekomo v'lo hezika v'gilgalo ragli adam u'behemo l'makom acher. That's what the Rashi says the case is. I don't know what the difference would be, but the case Rashi says is that it got pushed off to another spot. So hechid, and it did damage in the second spot. So that's sort of a boar. It's a public nuisance. You put it in Rishus
ha-rabim.
Something like that. But the same idea. So hechidami, eat if gerinu, same shiloh we're going to have before. If you made a maf, if you made a hefker before it did damage, so bein l'rab, bein l'shmul, that's boar. That hainu boar. That's the exact case of boar. Maishna boar. What would be the difference with boar? Boar is shekain, tchilas asiyos l'nezik, immediately upon its creation, it's want to do damage. So to hear, immediately by leaving this big nuisance in the middle of Rishus ha-rabim, it's going to cause damage. Shmirasu alecha, you're supposed to watch it. It doesn't say mamotel here, right? You see? Hadinami, so too, in this case, tchilas asiyos l'nezik, shmirasu alecha. So el of the case is the low afkirinu. He didn't make it hefker. So according to Shmuel, who cares if he didn't make it hefker? It's still boar. Right? Shmuel, the Amar Kulam Yibor Lamanu, Hainu Bor. So the Gemara answers, La'olam the Afkirinu, the cases where he was Mafkirit. We said if you're Mafkirit, isn't that Bor? So here's a little different than Bor. Lo Dami, exactly the Bor. Ma Le Bor, Shekain Ma'asav Garmelo, which is similar to what you were getting at. By a Bor, the damage is a direct result of you creating the nuisance. You dug the pit here, and the damage was caused here. So it damaged exactly as a result of your work. Tomer Bahani, you can say over here by this rolling object, She'ein Masav Garmelo, he exactly didn't cause the damage. If that had done damage here, then it would be his damage. But somebody else, or something else, or someone else pushed it somewhere else, and then it caused damage. So it's not exactly the same thing as Bor. Because it was put in the mukum where it's doing damage, he didn't place it there, right? So Tomer Bahani. I was thinking about that. Isn't that Kol Chacham Urabo? I don't know. So Tomer Bahani Shein Masav Garmulo. It wasn't his meister. So he says, sure Yochiach, the shore will prove the case. I just they're doing it because they're trying to go. Each one's giving a different answer. So the previous answer talked about a case where compared to Ish. Here they're talking about a case where it's compared to Bor. Because I think the Rush points out that these four answers do not argue on each other. Now, if you give answer number three, it doesn't mean you don't hold up answers one, two, and four. It's just coming to add. So based on that, I thought maybe just trying to give different examples. But I thought also, it's Koach Acher. Somebody else pushed it. Okay, I agree. So Shor Yochiach, a Shor will prove that you don't need Mice of Garmulo to create a Chir damage, because by the Shor, his Mice didn't cause the damage. His mamo's mice caused the damage. So to hear his mamo's mice caused the damage. So then you would think you would not. So you would think, originally you would think that if it's not your mice, that you wouldn't be chayiv. It comes ashore to show that it is your mice. But you say, but it's different than shore. Mala shore shaking dark leal chazik. But ashore goes out and does the damage. This thing, the damage has to come to it. Bortochiev, where the damage comes to it as well. So chazar adin lo rizeh velo krizeh. What's the sada shava shebehen? The sada shava shebehen is what the Mishnah mentioned. Shedarkin lahazik. It's want to do damage. It's a damager to begin with. Ushmeras lecha. He's supposed to guard it. So to here, it's going to cause damage one way or another. It's nature to cause damage. You're supposed to guard it. You didn't. You're chayim. It doesn't make a difference if it rolled somewhere else, because I can learn it between the characteristics of shor and the characteristics of boar. This will make me chayiv. That's answer number two. Answer number three. Rav Ad Bar Ava Amar la'asuye had tanya, to come into a clue with the following brisa. Kol elu sha'amru, all these items that they said, Polkim Bibuseya and Rigofri Mirosain should be Mosa Hamo in the Henrishus. Be Mosa Sham and Lashem Rishus. The Alphish of Rishus, Mizik Chayvul Shalom. We mentioned this in our introduction. These are cases where the Beis Din gave you permission to do something. What did the Beis Din give you permission to do? The Beis Din permitted you to Polkim Bibuseya, which I think it means you can open like your waste pipes. The pipes that come out, the pipes that take the waste outside, that you can open those pipes and dump all that waste in the Rishus Arabim. The Gorfim Erosein means you can, I guess you should put the waste in some sort of cave. You can then dig it out and toss all the waste into the Rishus Arabim. So be in Mosam Chama, Eilem Rishus. During the summer months, you do not have Rishus, Rashi says, because in those cases, the roads are nice, and they'll mess up the roads. But in the winter, in the rainy season, because it's all muddy anyway, so you can throw it in to the Rishus. But Afal Pisha Rishus, even though Bezin gave you permission, Im Heziko, if they did damage in the winter months, if somebody did damage, somebody walking in the Rishus Rabin where you tossed it, nevertheless, Chayav to pay. So Gemara says, okay, what's the case? Hey Chidami, if they did damage, if you toss them, and they do damage in flight, basically, well, that's your koach. That's Adam Hamazik. Right? Right? That's your koach. Koach Adam equals Adam, and therefore you're chayiv. It's like throwing a rock at somebody. Right? Ela basa denaychi. It must be after they're resting on the ground. So hechidami, what would be the case? Ida afkarin nuch same shayla. If he made it hefker, being the rabbi and shmuel halabor. If he makes the stuff hefker, then, I think it would always be hefker, because who wants this? But once he makes it hefker, both according to Rav and according to Shmuel, that is a bor. Maishna bor. Why would it be different than bor? The tchilas hasiyos l'nezik, they're in their creation, it's to cause damage. So to here, you're creating a mound of waste in the Rishus Arabim, someone can trip on, or someone can ruin something on. Mamoncha, here it says mamoncha. It goes back and forth with the money. I said we said originally that mamoncha is lavdafka. Tosis points out early in the Masechta that mamoncha simply means it's being used, but it's not really your money. It's sort of like chametz on Pesach and the bor are two things that are not your rishus. The Torah made it as if it's yours. All right. And sometimes, so in answer number one, it's used by mamoncha. Answer number two, it didn't use by mamoncha. Now answer number three, it's used by mamoncha. So I don't know what the rhyme or reason is. He says the tchilas hasiyos l'nezek v'mamoncha ushmi rosh alecha, and you're obligated to guard it so no one gets damaged. So haninami. So to these tchilas hasiyos l'nezek v'mamoncha. It's mamoncha, meaning when you created that it's your mamoncha. I think means your responsibility as opposed to your property, right? So it must be el delo afkirinu. Must be didn't make it hefker. So then again, if you didn't make it hefker, we have a silent to Shmuel. So the Shmuel the amar kulim yivor lemanu hayna bor. This is a bor. So our answer is lo olam da afkirinu. You did make it hefker. If you made it hefker, isn't that bor? It's not exactly the same as bor. Lo dami la bor. Right? Ma labor shekem. Big difference over here. The boar you created in Rishus Arabim, you didn't have permission to do it. Here, the Chachamim gave you permission to do it. They said you are permitted to take the zevel and toss them to Rishus Arabim. So the Gemara says, ma labor shekem shelo b'rishus. Tomer b'rahani the rishus. Here you have permission. So maybe you would say that you are not chayiv. So the Gemara says, shor yochiach. Your shor should prove. Why? What's the case of the shor? Rashi says, shebirishus beis in yuholot Rishus Arabim. You have permission to walk your shore in the Rishus Arabim. You have permission to drive your car down Peninsula Boulevard. Sharei kol adam yesh lo rishus b'kach. Everyone's allowed to do that if you have a license. Vim hizik chayiv. And nevertheless, if I do damage, I'm obligated. So I'll bring these things, which I have permission to do. If they cause damage, I'd be obligated to pay as well. So then you would say, but that's different. Malah shore, she can't darko leil chazim. The shore, though, the damage goes out. Right? The car drives down Peninsula. The shore is driven down the boulevard. But these things, the zevel that I threw into the street, they don't go out. The damage comes to it. So bor tochiach, have the medzad. Bor will prove it. Bor, the damage comes to it. So with a combination of shor and bor, I'll prove that this case is obligated. It's chayav l'tashlum as well. That's answer number three of what the tzadah shavik in the Mishnah comes to include. Okay, answer number four. Ravina Amar. Looked like a long daf, but it's not so hard because it just keeps repeating. Right. Right, Ravina Amar. Ravina says, "What does the Sada Shavak and our Mishnah come to include? La'atuye comes to include haditznan that we learned hakosel the ilon shenaflu l'rishus arabim. So I have a wall in my property or a tree in my property that falls over and now is lying in the rishus arabim, and they did damage. Either the damage as they were falling or the damage when they're on the ground. The Gemara says, 'Pater mila shalim. You are pater from paying because it's an onyx.'" Right? The idea is that they fell. That they fell, not by. You should have expected it to fall. A hurricane force winds or something. Or something like that. Correct. Okay. So they, you're patur l'shalom because they're onus.
Eventually, we learn bar again.
So they're going, okay. Right, the whole thing is that we're.
Yeah.
V'nasnu lo zman. So what about nasnu lo zman? What if the wall is a little rickety, and the town comes by and says, "Listen, you got 30 days to take down this wall. You have, but they give you time. You have 30 days to take this down." So he says, "Nasnu lo zman lakotza se'ilan ulistor sakotel, to chop down the tree or to break down the wall. V'naflu betocha zman v'ziku, and they fell on day 14." Well, he had permission for it to be up on day 14. So therefore, he would be potter. La'achar azman, but he waited till day 31, and then they fell. Well, now he didn't have permission for the wall to be up, for the tree to be there, and therefore, he would be chayiv. He would be chayiv. So Gemara says, well, okay. So hey chidami, what's the case in which these things cause damage? So the Gemara says, bein l'rav, bein l'shmuel, hainu bor. This is definitely bor. I don't know why it doesn't talk about mafkir or not mafkir. But both according to Rav and to Shmuel, right, doesn't say the difference over here, because I guess it fell... Maybe as it was, I don't know. Why isn't it done, not the Gemara here not give that case of, well, if he was mafkir, it's bor. If he's not mafkir, it's a kasha shmuel. Here they just say, bein the rav, bein the shmuel, hai no bor. Well, he doesn't. Oh, I missed the line. Okay, I missed the words. Okay, it does say. It does say right there. So, hey, chidami, ida afkar, bein the rav, bein the shmuel. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. Right, that's why I missed the two words. Okay, my bad. So, hey, chidami. If he makes it hefker, bein l'rav, bein l'shmuel, hayin abor, then it's bor. Obviously, it's doing damage. It's supposed to be doing damage as it's lying on the ground. If it's doing damage as it falls, and then that's his responsibility.
It is.
What?
Even if it's hurricane force winds?
No, this is not hurricane force winds. This is the case of where they gave him 30 days to take it down, and after day 30, okay. He doesn't take it down. So, ida afkere, bein l'rav, bein l'shmuel, hayin abor. Umayshna, what would be the difference from bor, right? The hezekel matzah, vishim rosh olecha. It's regularly caused damage, and you have to guard it. If you don't make it hefker, still a kasha shmuel. It's still a bor.
According to Rabbi, what is it according to Rabbi? He keeps saying, I don't know, what is it?
He came a couple minutes late. So we mentioned Tosfos on Daf Gimel Beis says the whole point we're trying to prove over here is that it's learning out from the Matzad. According to Rav, he doesn't learn it as bor. He learns it from Karen. He learned it from Karen, but it's not exactly like Karen, because Karen has Bali Chaim, and boar, this does not have Bali Chaim, then he throws in boar. So he learns it from a combination of Karen and boar. But according to Shmuel, this is exactly the case of boar. According to Rav, we already have the proof that it's a Metzan. It's Tosos on Daf, just for reference purposes, it's the Tosos on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Right, give me on the base and talk for Mishur Lamadnu. So he says, look at the first shorter line, he says, Lo Garis Ilarav, the Amr Lakula Mishur Lamadnu, Hana Shor, the Rav, Asi Shapir. For Rav, it's fine. The Bimah Hatsad Asiak, the Perish. Because he's already learning out from the Hatsad. The Hatsad for him, is between Karen and Bor. But Shmuel, who's learning this out to be exactly the case of Bor, then it's a Shaila. So that's why they're not asking on Rav, because Rav already, for Rav, it's already, the Mishnah's already answered.
If the Beis Din tells the owner to chop down the tree, in the process of chopping it down, it causes damage. Is the Beis Din responsible?
We'll get to that case sometime. I don't know. That's not the case here. I don't know.
That's Marcus.
I don't know. Okay. So, la'olam da afkirinu. Again, the same answer. The olam would be a case of where he was mafkirit. And so if it was mafkirit, isn't it bor? So he says, "Naslo dummy, it's not exactly the same as bor. Why? Because mala bor, shetein tchilas asiyosul nezek, Tomer Bahani, she ain't chilas asiyos l'nezek. The difference of bor is if you look at the item itself, the bor, when you dig it, it's already created to do damage. When I put up a wall, when I have a plant a tree, the initiation of the wall and the tree is not to do damage. I mean, it depends on where you focus on. The initiation of the wall and the tree when it falls is to do damage, but the initial creation at point one, when you built the wall, was not to do damage, right? Rashi says in the first Dibur Masil in the short line, says tchilas binyan hakotel, building the wall, v'natiyas ha'ilan, and planting the tree, lo ha'ilan ezek, was not done for the purpose of damage. The bor, when it's dug, is initially to create it to do damage. It's inherent to the damage when it's created. So it's not like bor. So then why? So if it's not like bor, you think it'd be potter. So too sure yochiach. The shore should prove the case that it's not created to do damage. It's created to, I don't know, plow your field, to carry your burden. It just happens sometimes to do damage. So Malashor Shekin, so the Mer says, oh, well, it's not like Shor, though, because Malashor Shekin Darko Liyach L'Hazik. But the Shor goes out and does damage. Here the damage comes to it. Bor Tochiach, not to the Bor Tochiach. Also the damage comes to it, and it's Abba Kayev. So between the two, Chazar Adin, Lo Rizid, Lo Rizid, the Tzal Shor Shebehen, is that Darko to do damage, and your Chayev to watch it. So those are the four examples that the Gemara gives that you can learn out additional Chiyuvim, additional cases of Chiyuv from the Mehatzad, the Tzad Shava that's in the Mishnah. It's not exactly like either of the any of the of the of the avos listed. So the Machlokas we're showing him. So look, that was okay. So we just, I mean, we learned yesterday also that all the different avos have different obligations, right? You know, Eish is Pater from Tamun, and you know, and Bor is Heavenly Brishus, Only Brishus Aravim. They have different obligations. So in these cases, now that you're learning it between the combination. So what are the chiyuvim? Do you have all the kulas and all the chumras of all the, these things we learned out basically from Shor and Bor? So does it have the chumras of Shor and Bor? Does the kulas of Shor and Bor? So the Rashba points out, he says, now here, the main thrust of the obligation is from Bor, because it's basically a public nuisance. Right. It really looks like a Bor. Just this one little aspect of it, it's not like Bor, I have to throw in something else. So he's saying, so he says it has the chiyuvim of Bor. But there are other Rishonim who say, no, if you're learning it out, that it's chayiv as a combination between two different types of avos, then it has the characteristics of both avos. And you would, so the question then is, do you have the chumras of both and the kulas of both, and what happens if they contradict each other?
Right.
Yes, that's...
If someone comes to your property and
falls in. Does he have permission to be my property?
Yeah.
So if you have permission, it's a different story. If he doesn't have permission, he's not chayev. Then I'm not chayev. Okay. Next permission. The Mishnah said, Kishehizik chav hamazik. If it does damage, the Mishnah uses the word chav. So the Gemara says, chav hamazik. What lashon is chav? Chayev hamazik b'bayalei. It should be chayev. Linguistically, it doesn't make sense. What does chav mean? So Rav Yehuda Marav, Rav Yehuda says, name Rav, Hatana. The person who learned this Mishnah, Yerushalmi, he was a Yerushalmi. The Tani, Lishna Kalila. They are very short Lashon. So instead of learning, saying Chayiv, he cuts out the two Yods, it's a Chav. Okay, next. The Mishnah mentions, if you do damage, the Mazik is Chav HaMazik, L'shalem Tashlume Nezek. He has to pay the amount of damage. The Mishnah, the main part of the Mishnah that's missing over here is, B'meitav Haaretz, with the choice, with the best lands. So now will come famous machlokas from Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, quoting the Pasuk. The full Pasuk is, Ki yaver ish sadeh keren v'shilach hasbiro, ubir v'stei acher, meitav sadeyu, meitav karmo yushalem. So right, remember, we learned Ki yaver ish, which when someone sends his animals and does damage, right, sadeh karem, v'shilach hasbiro, that was the case of trampling, ubir v'stei acher, which we said was the case of Shane, beer with Shane, Metav Sadeyu, Metav Karma Yushalem. His choice fields, or his choice vineyards he has to play. Who is his? Who's defined as his? So, Metav Sadeyu Shal Nizak, Metav Karma Shal Nizak, Divri Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says it has to be the Metav, the bet choice of the Nizak, of the damaged person's, right, Nizak is a damaged person's fields. Rashi says that what's the Hadam mean over here? Towards the top, Meitav Sadeyu Shanizak, She'im Achla Aruga B'Sadeyu. If my, let's just say the case is, my shore goes in and eats a row of your vegetation, She'min Aruga Mishubecha Shanizak, Kama Yafa Achshav, Im Peruseyav, Kama Yafa Below Perus Finosinla. I have to pay you based on the value of your best fields. If your best, so the Gemara doesn't ask, what do you mean? So if he damaged something that's worth 50, he has to pay something that's worth 100?
Right.
So the Gemara didn't get to that. But that seems to not be the Havamina right now. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, no, lo ba kasuv elo ligbos l'nizakin min idis. The Torah is only coming to tell us now that he's supposed to gather, get nizakin, you pay from the idis. Rashi says, min idis shel mazik. Paid based on the value of the mazik's best fields. I mean, if he's paying back a field, he has to give his best fields. Okay, you're paying the same value. The question is, from which field are you paying?
Right.
It's a lot easier to monetize and sell one tract of land than a large, you know, tract of land that's not as valuable. So he says, Shel Mazik, the Shaman Aruga Shel Nizik Lefi Mashahi, we estimate or value the row that was of the Nizik that was damaged. The in Mazik Balite Lokarka, Bidme Nisko, if the Mazik is now going to give land as payment for the Nezik, no saying lo metav sadosav shave osandamim. He has to pay from his, the mazik's choicest lands, the value of the damage. So now the Gemara asks the question that we said before. Rabbi Shmuel, Achol Shmeina, Mishalom Shmeina, Achol Kusha, Mishalom Shmeina. Rabbi Shmuel basically says that you have to take, you look at what was damaged, and you take the value of the best value that was of the nizaks that was damaged, and you pay that. So, okay, if I damage Shmeina, means a valuable row. I understand. I pay that damage. That damage. I pay a valuable row. But Achol Kusha, if I ate very flimsy, not something that wasn't so valuable, I still Mishalom Shmeina. I still pay the nizaks. It is. I still pay the best. Why is that? I damage 50, I'm paying 100? That doesn't make any sense. Nice. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Idi Bar Avin, Reed Robin says, Hachem Ayaskin, I don't know what's the case. Kigon Sha'achal Aruga Bein Arugos. I ate one of the rows, and we don't know which one. We don't know, it's all gone. We don't remember, we can't recall what the value was. Right? V'lo Yadinan Ikechusha Achal Ishmein Achal. So the Misham, Yashmein is. When we suffix, you pay the higher value. The Gemara says, we suffix, you pay the higher value? Outside, we know right away. If I did damage to you, I owe you money. So you're trying to get the money out from me. You have to prove it to me. So I'm without proof, I'm going to have to pay more. That's what Gemara says. So the Gemara says, Amarava uma ilu yadina de kechusha achal. If you know for sure that he ate the lower value, lo mishalem kechusha, he only pays the lower value. Hashad lo yadina. But now that we don't know, ikechusha achal, if he ate the lower value, ishmeina achal, if he ate the higher value, mishalem shmeina, he's going to have to pay the higher value. Hamotzi mechayer al haraya. That can't be. So what's the case? So now we're going to reinterpret Rabbi Yishmael. Ella amar of acha bar Yaakov. What's this machlok between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? The case is kagod shahaisa idis the nizak kiziboris the mazik. The best fields of the nizak are equal in value to the worst fields, the ziboris of the mazik. So now what do I do? So ubaha pligi Rabbi Shmuel savar bid the nizak shaminan. We look at the nizak, meaning the kavod of the Torah is that you look at the best fields of the nizak, and since right, and since you pay based on his best fields. So since his best fields are equal to, on the damage, equal to my worst fields, I can pay with my worst fields. Why do I have to, because based up according to his best fields, equals my worst fields. So you can hit that at his fields value, which is my worst fields. So his best field is worth $100. My worst fields are worth $100. I'll give him the worst fields. Let him go deal with selling that.
Automatically become the best field.
Right, because it's the nizak shemina. But Rabbi Kiva's sovereign, but the mazik shemina. No, the kavod of the Torah is that the mazik has to. You have to look at the mazik's best fields. So if his worst fields are equal to my best fields, doesn't matter. I still have to pay with my best fields. Again, I'm only paying the amount that I damage. So I won't be giving him the entire best field but I'll be giving him the payment for my best fields because I have to pay with the mazik shemina. So the Gemara says, so my time is the Rabbi Shmuel. And again, the point here is you're still getting the same value. You're getting the same absolute value. You're not getting the same volume. And also, the idea is also if you're going to monetize it, try to sell it, it's much easier to sell that better tract of land than a wasteland that's spread out all over the place. Even though it's worth that much, it's hard to find purchasers. So my time with the Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, Nemar sad lamata, v'nemar lamata, v'nemar sad lamala. And it says sad on top. Ma sad amur lamala b'nizak, asad amur lamata b'nizak. The word sada is written two times in the parsha. The one pasuk says, it says, lemata, meaning it says, metav sadeu yishalem, which is talking about the payment. And prior to that, it says, ubir b'sadei acher. The mashor went in and it did damage in sadei acher. Who's the sadei acher? The sadei acher is the nizak's field. So just like over there, it's clearly the nizak's field. So to in our case, which says that metav sadeh is talking about the nizak. Which makes it sort of like zeir shava, sadeh sadeh. One case it did nizak, the other one has to deal with the nizak as well. Rabbi Kiva. So what is Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva says, Metav Sadehu u Metav Karmo Yishalim. The Pasuk is saying that if you go in and you do damage to somebody else's fields, who's the subject of the sentence? The subject of the sentence is the guy doing the damage. And then it says, Metav Sadehu. Talking about the same subject. Sadehu means him. It is. We're just talking about the guy, the Mazik, doing damage. Metav Sadehu u Metav Karmo Yishalim, the Hayach the Kamashalim. It's talking about the person who's making the payment. He's the one, so we value it based on his fields. So for Rabbi Shmuel, how can he... Rabbi Shmuel basically is knocking out the pashtus of the pasuk to learn it from Gzeir Shava. But he had the pashtus of the pasuk, which is interesting, because usually Rabbi Shmuel is more focused on the pshat, and Rabbi Kiva is more of a drash fellow. But here, what's going on? So comes the Gemara and says, listen, Rabbi Shmuel has the Gzeir Shava and has the Pshat of the Pasuk. He says the Gzeir Shava teaches you in a regular case of which we said was Edis Deniza because he borrows the Mazik. But he'll use the Gzeir Shava to say B'de Mazik Shaminon also in a different case. He says, Ahani Gzeir Shava, Vahani Kra. We have place for both the Gzeir Shava and the Kra. Ahani Gzeir Shava, Kedekamina. We use the Gzeir Shava in the case that we just said, in the case where the best fields of the Nizak are equal to the worst fields of the Mazik. The Ahani Kra, and when do we learn the Pasha Pshat of the Pasuk? And the Pasha Pshat of the Pasuk is when we use. Pasha Pshat of the Pasuk means Bid the Mazik Shamina. We look at the best fields of the damager, right? He goes into Islay the Mazik, where the Mazik has two fields. He has Idis Viziboris. He has level 1 and level 3. The Idis Lenizak and the best field of the Mazik. The Idis Lenizak, the best field of the Nizak, Viziboris the Mazik, We have Idis, Viziboris. We have fields 1 and 3. We have 1 and 3 for the Mazik. The Idis Lenizak. And they have and the Nizak also has Nizak. But Viziboris the Mazik. Lo Shavik and Edis the Nizik. The worst field of the Mazik is more valuable than the best fields of the Nizik. So now, basically, you don't have anything. So what's the problem here? So the Mazik does not have any karka that is equal in value to the Nizaks. Either his karka is better or his karka is worse. Right? His Edis is the Edis the Ziboris the Mazik Lo Shavik and Edis the Nizik. I guess so. It's sort of in between. His ziboris is in between value, so he doesn't own any karka that equals the same value as the mazik. So now I have a problem. The previous case, his ziboris was equal to idis. It was easy to give him that. Easy to give him that karka. Now he doesn't have any karka that's equal in value to the mazik.
You just give him less.
So what does he do? Why give him less? Why, which one should you give him? So then here, Rabbi Shmuel says, you go to the pasuk of the pasuk and say, now if nothing is equal in value, you go according to the idis of the mazik. That's what he says. The Mishalim they made today, the Lo Matzi Amarle, because you don't go to say to him Taat Gabe Ziboris El Gabe Metav. You don't tell him, come take it from my worst property. If you take it from my worst property, my worst property is even better than your worst than your best property. You don't say that. So therefore, El Gabe Metav. Therefore, he comes to tell you. That makes sense. I said that. I have to say that wrong. He says the Lo Matzi Amarle. The Mazik can't tell the Nizuk. Ta'at gabei miziboros. You come and collect your karka for my lower lands because I only have to pay you.
Based on
the
still better than my best.
Right, exactly.
Why can't you say that? If it's better than your best. I hear you. Why not?
I'm not sure. What's he getting otherwise?
Maybe you're
selling it. Yeah, you sell it. What's the case? The case is what?
His superior land is of better quality than the superior land of the damaged party.
Yeah. Well, that's what he's saying.
Right. So the Mishalim they made today, the Lo Matzi Amarle, because he can't say, the Maza can't say, Ta'at Gabi Ziboris, go and take from my bad land.
Right.
He's only got one field.
Ella Gabemi Metav comes to teach us that he has to come get it from.
He collect from the superior land.
I guess that's what the Xeris Akasav is.
Right. Switching it around.
The quality that the Nizik has the better land and the Mazik has the worse land.
And the case is over here. Let's do a case again. The case is, he going to Islay the Mazik. The Mazik has two karkos.
Right.
He has Idis and Ziboris.
Correct.
The Idis le Nizak and the best lands of the Nizak and the Nizak has Idis. It doesn't equal the Idis of the Mazik. But Ziboris the Mazik, Lo Shavik Idis Nizak. I think the Ziboris of the Mazik is still less in value than the Nizak's best.
Right, yeah.
So basically you have one and three for the Mazik and the middle for the Nizak.
Right.
So the Mazik can't come and say, oh, collect from my Ziboris, you have to come collect because my Ziboris is worse than what you had.
Right.
So but in that case the Mazik has to come collect from the Mazik the Mazik has to pay from his best. From his best. Okay. What?
Note 31.
I ain't note 31, apparently. Okay. I ain't note 31. Okay. In the art scroll. Okay, let's go a little bit further. Rabbi Kiva Omer, lo ba cost of el ligbos l'nizokim in idis the kavachomer lehektish, and it's a kavachomer to hektish. You know what? It's probably better to stop here because it just keeps going. Right, nothing.
Fine.
Okay, fine. Okay, we'll stop here. Time and a cost of Omer. Rutzlos Baruch Lozak Yisrael. If you come to our mission, Amar Nakalis Matzkuk does Rabbi Adir.